Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out taking care of little Charlotte. It's time for her to eat. And meanwhile, we get to chat with Tommy the K from MoneyPit.com. He and Leslie Segretti answer all your home improvement problems every single weekend. And you know what? We have him here every single week, and he's going to get to answer a couple of yours coming up here in 60 seconds. Hang in there.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, Tom, every week you answer some great questions for us here, and I've got one that actually, and Justin wrote in, and I actually had the same issue.
Okay.
He says, my composite deck boards were not spaced properly, and they all butt together, get it, Jen, leaving no room for drainage, so the water and the dirt build up, and the boards were nailed, and I broke one attempting to take it out. What should I do?
Okay, so when you put in composite decking, or really any kind of decking, but the composite decking manufacturers usually have a spacing tool, which apparently your team did not follow. And the reason that the boards are spaced is so they can drain properly. But now that we're in this situation, I'm going to give you a fix for this, Justin. And that is, what you can do is you can take a circular saw and you can set the depth of the blade to be just slightly deeper than the thickness of that composite board and basically run it right down the space where the deck's boards butt together, and the kerf, which is the width of that saw blade, will basically leave a slot there that will assist with drainage. And this way you could have some drainage in that on that deck without having to pull the boards up, because that would be a disaster.
And since it's composite, you're not taking care, you're not taking off the edges.
Right.
It'll still have a clean edge.
Exactly. Yeah, good sharp blade, run it through there. You want to be careful to make sure you do it straight. You know, you could put a fence up next to it and just cut against that. But that'll take care of it.
All right, Jennifer, what's the next question?
All right, Jeff is writing to you, Tom. He said, my porcelain white bathroom tub has chipped. Hate when that happens. I tried to apply paint to the affected area, but it rusted beneath. Is there a way to fix it?
Yeah, you can't use any kind of paint when you're trying to fix porcelain. There's actually a product called PorsaFix, which you can easily find if you
Google
it.
Can you use it on your teeth?
I don't think it works for your teeth.
Darn it.
But you're welcome to try. We'd like to watch that, see how that works out. But the PorsaFix product will work because it's the adhesion that really counts here. It's got to be dry. If there's any rust underneath, you've got to clean that first. And if you use the right product, and it takes a long time for this stuff to dry, so you may have to go without a tub for a day or two. But it will last. But just use a little bit goes a long way.
If you paint a porcelain tub, will it last?
Never works out well.
Never works out.
Okay. You know, there's a bunch of products out to do that, and I've even seen professionals do this, but I have yet to see a really good job. It lasted anywhere near as long.
So if you want to change the color of your tub, basically you got to change the tub.
Yeah, or you could use a tub liner. You know, there are companies out there that build these tub liners, but they take up some space.
All right, Ken, RJ writes.
RJ writes, do you have any recommendations as to what type of attic stairs to replace the rickety wooden stairs that I currently have?
I actually just redid this project in my house, RJ, and I put in a product called the Rainbow Stairs. It's rainbowatticstairs.com. And the way this works is it's a metal attic stair that unfolds kind of like an accordion. And so it sits up inside the attic and unfolds and comes down. And what I really like about it is that the frame that holds this is metal. So there's no flexing. And the attic door that sort of closes it is insulated. And when it seals, it kind of snaps shut like a refrigerator drawer door does. There is no energy loss whatsoever.
Yeah. And plus the fact I weigh 235 pounds, Tom.
Right. And the stairs are rated for 225, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So every time I get on these things, I'm like, is this the time I go
down? Is this the day?
Is this the day, right.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. It's MoneyPit.com and Tom K here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.